Hey Jay, have you ever cooked your heroin off of a cigarette lighter in a car?
it's surprisingly harder than you think.
Well, I mean,
you have to keep pushing it in and getting it to light up.
Yeah, especially that Mexican black tar stuff; it just doesn't melt right.
Plus, I keep burning through the plastic spoon. Maybe that's the
Oh, that's good. That's awesome.
I don't know, people.
This is why I say random screwed up stuff like that. People always ask, why do you ask such random fucked up questions? I said, because if I ask, you know, a standard question, everyone already has pre-decided what their answer is going to be. If I ask something like, you know, totally out in left field, I've got to get the person's improv skills going. Oh, all right. This is already the best show we've ever done.
You say that every week.
No, I didn't say it the last couple of weeks because those were terrible.
Oh,
kidding. Oh, any show we do is a good show. Come on. This is awesome.
Each one is the best one ever.
There's a reason why I do this shit for free. Though, if someone is willing to pay us to do the squirrel,
that's right.
I'm pretty sure we could do 5 shows a week.
Oh yeah, for a couple hours a day at least.
Oh yeah. We could go full syndicated radio and do like 3-hour show 5 days a week.
Yep.
Not a problem. And we could have Glenn Beck on as a guest.
There's crickets in the background, Alan. That's a nice touch.
That's my crickets.
That's pretty. Ah,
Rita crickets.
We actually have real crickets.
Are you going to feed them, Myra?
No.
Those are Ohio crickets.
Those are Ohio crickets. She ate some stuff outside today.
What kind of stuff?
Pill bugs and a slug.
Ooh, a slug.
I have to go around the yard turning over rocks for her. So
she doesn't know how to turn over rocks herself?
No.
You should teach her.
She's not big enough.
she has taught Rita to do it for her.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, I love my turtle because I'm touching slugs with my bare hands. It's great.
My daughter has finally stopped, you know, having me feed her the bottle for her. But the longest time she was perfectly capable to. She'd drink water out of a cup, no problem. But when it came to the bottle, no, I have people for that.
Yes. Hold it for
your
me.
Your staff.
That's right. Good times. Not only can she walk now, but she can also corner.
Oh my God, she's walking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's officially gotten past her perfectionist threshold that now she's just doing it unabashedly. So now she's crashing and burning.
Oh, awesome. She's like a little mini drunk stage. I love that stage.
Yeah, before she was such a perfectionist that she'd plan it all out. She'd be like, okay, it's like 5 steps from here to there. I can make it. And so she'd always
after apple pie.
No, her clothes stay on.
Oh, God.
So, Alan, how's your ice watch?
My what?
Does it keep accurate time?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your Apple Watch.
I don't have an Apple Watch. Nobody has an Apple Watch.
Get.
Yeah.
It's a pair, isn't it?
I probably won't get one. I don't see the point.
But what if it keeps time?
It's got a
thing.
It's got a thing that tells
time. I have a watch that keeps time.
Do I have to go back and find the iPad? Oh, I don't see the point of this iPad thing.
Well, and then I did, and it was wonderful. And you have one too, so
yeah.
You know, I have one.
Yeah,
I said the same thing about the iPad Mini, and then my mom got one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I very begrudgingly said it makes sense. Because I looked at it and I was like, that's idiotic. It's like twice the size of an iPod Touch. Why the hell would you spend the extra money on the Mini? And then I got one and started using it. I was like, okay, never mind. I get it.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to mess with it before you get it.
Yeah. It's not quite – there's enough real estate to use it, unlike the iPod, which is like a toy.
Right.
Whereas the iPad is like – it's bulky. It's
the iPad Mini is only like a tiny bit bigger than the iPhone 6 Plus, right,
it's
Alan?
It's twice as big. At least.
The iPad Mini doesn't bend in your pocket.
if you put it in your pocket, you could probably bend it.
I don't have pockets that big. I'm a girl.
I don't
but only if you're big boned.
Only I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I still do not have my iPhone Plus, by the way. It hasn't shipped yet.
I have my iSwatch Plus.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It tells time.
I think I still have my Swatch somewhere. I have to look now.
Swatch. I never had a Swatch.
The last Swatch I bought, I was over the Atlantic Ocean on my way to Ireland.
You bought it in the Sky Mall?
I did, because I was in the air on my way to Ireland, and I realized, oh shit, I forgot my watch.
You bought it on the plane?
I bought it on the plane.
How do you buy a watch on a plane?
They have a catalog. You can buy stuff.
Well, yeah, but you don't have it. They have to ship it to you.
No, I bought it on the plane. They gave it to me.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
They handed you the watch on the plane.
Yes.
Hey man, you want to buy a watch?
the stewardess come down the aisle peddling watches, or I mean, what the?
Hey, pretty,
I really can't remember.
Pretty lady,
but I bought,
you want to buy
it,
a watch?
It on the plane. I did.
She was also selling matches and apples
and chiclets.
Cigarettes.
Swatch.
The crickets are just like, we have to do a better show because we got crickets. That's a hint to call in, you bastards.
It helps with the dead air because I just have the creak, 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 creak. Well, that was a good joke.
Hey, it's, what day is it? Shit. October 2nd.
Thursday,
October 2nd, 2014. This is episode 124.
Wow.
Alan, if you didn't know what day it was, you could have just asked me to do it.
Next time I will.
Okay.
Weird, next time you do it.
All right. Well, I sometimes do it all the time, but you're never happy with my results.
I'm always happy with your results.
I tell far more accurate time than your ice watch. Oh, ice watch. Someone has to have an ice watch. Or have they not shipped them yet?
No, they don't exist. There's no such thing.
Boy, is
are they going to make them, or?
There is no production date set.
Oh.
They have displayed some that.
So even Apple has declared them to be a turd?
No, it's just like, remember when they announced the first iPhone and it was like 6 months ahead of time?
No.
Yes. They came out and they did the big song and dance and they said, you'll be able to buy it in about 6 months. And
to be fair, the iPhone was, but they said when you'd be able to buy it.
And they said you'd be able to buy it early 2015 for the watch.
Swatch.
I don't know. Whatever.
Plus Brita with your airplane Swatch.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that, like, you know, Ireland has different times, so you need a different watch.
Right.
Oh, you could set it to Ireland time where it just says, hey, shouldn't you be drinking?
No. It says time for a beer at every position.
It says bank holiday. That's my
holidays in Ireland is, they're ridiculous.
My Irish contractor said that was the big reason why he has Brazilians swinging the hammers for him. As Irish guys, it's all about bank holidays.
And it was always like when I spent the summer in Ireland, it was like I would consistently forget to take money out on Friday, and then by Monday I had nothing. I was like eating soup in like a little corner, you know, little shop. I remember I was like down to my last few pounds. It was a bank holiday. I was in Limerick and it was raining and I'm in like this tiny little Chinese restaurant corner place. They didn't even have tables and I'm like eating wonton soup. That's all I had. It's terrible. Bank holidays.
There was a young lady from Limerick.
It was terrible.
That's all I got. All right. There's a Colin thing. Somebody finished by Limerick.
No.
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 Maine? What?
That could go
no
very bad very quickly.
This is my master plan. Don't fuck it up.
Hey, if it gets people calling in, bastards.
214-530-0003 and a 6. Hey, Call in!
Hi-ho!
Swatch still has a website.
Do they still make swatches?
Apparently.
Wow. They
still have airplanes.
I want one.
We do not have a new one. Cards. Why is this? Discuss.
Are they still in obnoxious day glow colors?
Oh, I really hope so.
Oh, man.
Look at that.
I'm Googling, darn it, Brita.
If you buy a swatch, you have to buy like two or three of them so you can wear
There's an official swatch website, even for the U.S.
Yes.
Chat.
Very exciting.
Ugh.
You would think it would be
anyway.
Populated by creepy Euros.
It is. Yeah, so anyway, we have some topics, and we have an open phone line, 214-530-0036. Oh, yeah. You know what? I put the wrong number on the call-in. I put my cell phone number. Nobody called that number.
What?
That's the wrong number.
No, it's not. What are you talking about? Oh, you on the blog?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Nobody looked the blog.
That's all right. Nobody reads the blog anyway.
That's true.
Blogs are dead. Hello.
Changed it. I was just now looking at it, going, "Wait a minute, that's not the right number. That's my cell phone number. Don't call that number." Watches. Oh God.
I'll do that since my cell phone has a main area code.
Yeah.
I'll sometimes lose my phone and be like, "All right, where the hell is it? Let's call it and see where the ringing comes from, and which couch cushion it's under." And I will dial the 207, and then I will just finish up dying my parents.
And then you have to talk to them.
Yeah. So also, it's one of those. My parents live in the house that they brought me home from the hospital in, so it's been the exact same phone number forever. And so therefore, it's just one of those. I just type in the 207, and the rest of it just comes through.
It's all muscle memory.
Sure is.
Anyway, our call-in topic tonight is, what are your plans for the Ebola lockdown?
But first, Alan, we can't have call-ins without music.
Huh?
You did the music.
I did the music.
Pay attention, weird.
I didn't hear the music.
Hey, how could you not hear it? We talked about it.
Oh, wait. I did hear the music. I just tuned out. I wasn't listening.
Jeez. The show's so boring, weird doesn't even pay attention.
I know.
Can we play the music again?
No.
Can we play the sad trombone?
Yeah, we may play that several times today.
I may get worn out.
Yeah. So, Brita, do you have an Ebola plan?
Well, I kind of feel like I need to go to the, you know, the warehouse store and get a few things. But we have a lot of stuff in the basement, canned goods and things. We don't have enough vegetables, though, in cans. I mean, we have beans. We've got so many beans, but, you know, like other things.
Beans is good eating.
I know, but 3 weeks of beans. 3 weeks of beans, man. I don't know.
Yeah. We have ice and pasta. We're going to eat like kings.
We have a caller.
And a carb load.
Oh, good.
This is area code 661. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
John from California.
Hey, John. It's California, John.
It's so close
it's
to me.
So, Ebola, I'm really not too worried about it, to be honest. But I did make a impulse purchase and bought some 3mm face masks. So, you know, maybe I am ready, and that's what I'm ready.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I got some of those. Though my general idea is to make sure there's enough alcohol in my bloodstream that the virus won't be able to take hold.
You know, several people have made the point that every bad zombie movie, virus outbreak movie starts off with some government official saying, "There's nothing to worry about. We can keep it contained."
Yeah. Yeah.
Not too ready. Not too worried, but I did make an irrational purchase, so maybe I am worried subconsciously.
You know, you can if anybody asks, you can claim you've got like a grass allergy or something, and you wear them when you're mowing the yard.
Yeah. Oh well.
Just say it's the filter out farts.
There you go.
Your significant other. You've got a significant other that farts like a wind tunnel at night. You just can't sleep through it.
Yeah.
So, you guys, one of your topics is also the Obama, all the people breaking into the White House, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The undocumented visitors.
Yeah, right. For some reason, he doesn't like them when they're in his house. But I do have, this is an unsubstantiated rumor. So in one of my classes, I have a bunch of ROTC guys, and I'm in the military myself. And one of the guys is a Marine, and he said one of his friends was a sniper on duty the day that that happened. And he made the decision not to pull the trigger because he didn't see any weapons or something like that. And I was like, well, what if he had a bomb strapped to his chest and he didn't see that? He's like, well, you know, he didn't discuss that. I was like, well, you know, if some guy's running at your house, probably you would shoot them. But apparently snipers made the decision on their own not to shoot. They weren't, like, told to stand down or anything like that.
And to be fair, we've got to quote Tam on this, is that he did not have a weapon.
Yes.
He had a, he had a Spyderco knife. That's
freaking
not
cool. Like, yes. Literally.
As Tam says, he's from Texas. That's not armed. That's dressed.
Half dressed.
Yeah.
That's right. Then he needs the big Texas toothpick as well, because everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting situation. I think they probably should have shot him, but, you know, that would have been a really crappy PR move, too. So they're kind of damned if they did and damned if they didn't.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, people used to be able to just walk up to the White House and knock on the door and talk to somebody. Who was it? Elvis walked up to the White House, knocked on the door, and asked to speak to Nixon.
Yes, but yeah, he was Elvis.
And had a gun with him.
He was Elvis.
Alan remembers talking to Grover Cleveland. So.
Well, I'm just saying, that was in the 70s, right?
Yes,
so,
but he was recognizably Elvis.
But no, but anybody could do it. Anybody
Fat
could,
Elvis? He was Fat Elvis then, right?
Yeah, but...
Yes, he was.
The point is that somebody, even as recently as the 70s, anybody could just walk up to, you know, and knock on the door.
And think of all the other things you could do in the 70s that you can't do today.
Well, that's not a good thing, I think.
No. I don't disagree with that. But I'm just saying that it's radical because the time that we're currently in.
Well,
I agree. I should be able to smoke inside an airplane and walk through with a pocket knife. I wouldn't have a problem with that. I just think that, you know, considering how everything else is, the fact that a guy was able to run to the White House, get inside, run around before getting tackled by an off-duty agent.
It just points out that, like all other security measures like that, it's security theater. It's not real security. It's a show and tell.
They just now updated to the 21st century and put an automatic locking door on the front door. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that, when I heard that, I was like, wow, pat yourself on the back. Good job.
Well, you know, considering that that was an 18th century palace, it probably didn't even have locks originally.
Right. But it's got a situation room underneath the White House and, you know, teleconferencing to Iraq. They didn't put a lock on the front door. It's just a huge oversight. And I'm not even saying this is Obama's fault or this is someone's fault. I mean, how long have they had things in the White House that needed to have been protected would have required a locking front door?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the problem is that everything, all the security is reactive. It's not.
Oh yeah.
It's to solve whatever happened, and then that never happens again. So now you've got this big thing. And would you quit scratching on that, please?
You know what was the most disappointing about the whole event? Was finding out that there are no trap doors. It was very disappointing. I really expected ka-chunk and just fall down. Ah!
Well, you know, when you go, if you've ever gone to visit the White House, they have all these, you know, at the White House and a lot of other buildings, they've got these like giant motion detector things like in place. And it's like, you know, it's like, oh yeah, if you hop up there, they'll come out and arrest you. Well, apparently they don't.
No,
it's all theater. It's all for show. And if it's just for show,
unless some dude's walking out to the parking lot to get a smoke,
he might
arrest you because whatever.
He was just there. Well, apparently the guy that jumped at the fence and ran into the White House got nabbed by an off duty guy who happened to be there.
How much you want to bet that was one of the older agents too? Somebody who's got a few years in. He's got something invested.
But,
and not just bored off his mind because, you know, we've been here, nothing happened.
And so then the other, you know, of course, the other part of that is these liberals that are shocked that Republicans don't want the president dead.
Yeah.
Hello, President Joe Biden.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just
that's the insurance policy ever.
It's a window into how these liberals think. They wanted Bush dead.
And Reagan. Yes.
And Reagan, because they were evil. And, you know, socialists operate in a scorched earth policy. If they could kill off everybody that disagreed with them, they would.
Yeah, that's the major difference between the two parties. You have one party that respects the office of the presidency, and then you have the other party that hates the man that sits there. You know, I mean, I don't like Obama, but I would salute him if I was in show form.
Well, and you don't want him dead. I mean, good Lord.
Right, exactly. I care more about our country than I, you know, and the reputation of our country than I do about the man sitting there. You know, I would respect whoever's in office. Doesn't mean I like them.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want them dead.
Yeah, but the liberals don't see it that way. They're shocked because when the position's reversed, they do want the Republican president dead because that's how they think.
Yeah, it was the hot air article you posted, Alan, was linked that what was it called? Death of a President, the Canadian film that was essentially the Bush snuff porn.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
It was just one of those like Garoppolo.
Well, Bush didn't die, but you know what? We're gonna pretend somebody killed him just because. Isn't that fun? I never saw it. I wonder if it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I never saw it either.
They, of course, forgot that Dick Cheney, once he took over, would immediately line up all the lawyers and shoot them all.
He might.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for calling. Going. Bye.
Another interesting thing to talk about with the Secret Service is this other incident where he was down in, was it Atlanta? I mean, it's one of those, like, I'm scratching my head at this. Of course, I've heard people that work professional security and essentially stating that if you don't specify that you want your security armed, essentially you're just going to get a whole bunch of ex-cons and junkies and stuff. But yeah, evidently there was a multiple violent felon who was working security for the building Obama was in and rode the elevator up with him. And when the Secret Service questioned him for being a jerk, you know, cause essentially he was taking pictures of Obama and stuff like that. And they said, can you please stop? And he wouldn't. And so they talked to him and eventually he said, oh yeah, you can take my gun.
Yeah.
And they're like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I wonder now that this purely political appointee it has resigned, I wonder what the next purely political.
They'll find some politically correct, you know.
And there'll be a minority of some sort.
Because, you know, Obama has so much respect for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
Hey, they can get hookers.
We got
it's
another caller.
A useful trait. Just ask Bill Clinton.
This is a call from area code 916. Hello.
Hello.
Greetings, caller.
You are live and on the air.
Hey, I had a hell of a time freaking getting in tonight because, Alan, I think you posted up your regular phone number.
Yes, I did. We talked about that.
Sweet. So I can see somebody getting a phone number change, maybe. I don't know.
That's all right.
Anyway, Hey, I heard, I was listening to, what the hell is his name? Freaking Yahoo on Fox News. Also does a radio show.
Not helping.
Anyway, he was talking to a former Secret Service guy today and on the radio, and they were talking about how, that whole thing with the elevator. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? That's just insane. Somebody with a loaded gun 2 feet away from the president.
Yeah, but there's people with loaded guns 2 feet from the president every day, year in and year out.
Yeah, but they've been vetted.
Vetted doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, that's true.
They're not convicted felons. I mean, that's
there you go. That's true.
Well, but he has convicted. He has convicted felons on his staff.
That's very true. Hey,
he probably doesn't let them have guns. And probably don't dare touch them.
He's got Joe Biden in his shot.
Go ahead.
I hate the president as much as anybody else, and even if Joe Biden wasn't around, you know, Uncle Joe, I don't want to see a president ever hurt in office. It just that's not what the United States is for. The ballot box.
That doesn't do good for anything.
Can you imagine though if Obama got killed in office? He would be the sainted martyr of the Democrats for the rest of time, like Kennedy.
It'd be 100 times worse than Kennedy. No, that would just not be. That would not end well for this country. I think that would be the death of this country.
You know, you never told us who this was, by the way.
What's that? Oh,
who is this?
From California.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I called in a few times.
Yeah. Thanks for calling again.
Yeah. I'm now under oppression in California. Can't wait to get out of this frickin' state.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my $100,000 a year, and I'm leaving.
Well, you and everybody else, apparently.
Yeah, that's true.
God, I hope so.
And you'll go to Texas like everybody else in California.
Wait.
It's too damn hot down there.
It's everyone with jobs, Alan. It's not the mooches. The mooches will stay in California because the mooch money in California is far more.
Actually, it is because the mooch money in Texas really ain't that great.
Well, I'm not a moocher. I make really good money.
That's why I live in California. That's why I live in Massachusetts.
It's the only way you can afford to.
Isn't that?
Yeah, pretty much. Otherwise, I would be a moocher. Yeah, pretty much. I got to get the hell out of this state. And I'm about ready to freaking just vote Democrat all the way down the line and just flush this turd as fast as I can.
Burn. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. You guys have a good night. I'll listen later.
Bye.
Thanks.
Flush this turd.
Yep. Yeah. You might have to flush thrice.
Yeah. That one may stop the bowl up.
That's right. We've got these mandated low flow toilets.
That's right.
You know what's interesting, though? It's just like Florida is dick shaped, California kind of is turd shaped.
It kind of is. Yeah.
I mean, it's not tapered on the ends.
That's more ass.
Well, that's, you know, Baja California is kind of, you know, like the taper of this.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Why are turds tapered on the end?
It's so your asshole doesn't snap shut. Everybody knows that.
I love that joke.
I think I first heard that one was when I was like 8.
It would be not good if your butthole slammed shut.
It might hurt.
It might hurt, and it would definitely make an embarrassing noise.
Yeah. Well, you're in the place with lots of embarrassing noises when you're dealing with that. So anyway, let's move on to something else. I could see this one going down the toilet.
Yeah.
So,
Jay, what's your Ebola plan?
My Ebola plan? More ammo. Just saying. No, we've got plenty of supplies, and plenty of supplies.
Yeah, that was the thing I was thinking about. It is one of those, like, even without like any sort of like, I mean, the bottom line is Commander Zero did a great series on his blog, just talking about just like just everyday prepping of just the, okay, I get it. You can like, you know, get pallet loads of dry food and, you know, all this other, and, you know, all this other stuff, you know, just, you know, tuck a giant carboy of potable water in your basement. Or is it potable or potable?
Potable.
Okay. And, you know, in your basement, and, you know, all this stuff, which is stuff that takes up, you know, space and money and all that. But he goes, you can also just do it in a way that just, it makes your life more convenient. And that's kind of how I'm just thinking about it, as one of those, like, you know, I don't take any major medications. My wife takes medication for epilepsy, and, you know, we've got, you know, a 3-month supply laid in, not because we're prepping for anything, but because if you buy it in that amount of bulk, it's dirt cheap.
Yep.
And, you know, and it's also more convenient because you just get, you know, we just get one package in the mail, every few months instead of having to go into the pharmacy every few weeks.
Well, you also don't know, you also never know when the insurance company is going to deny your prescription claim or something, and you have to go through the rigmarole. I mean, there's good reasons for never, you know, letting that. I mean, it's the same thing where they tell you not to, you know, not to let your car gas tank go past half a tank, without filling up, because you never know when you're going to, you know, have a problem.
Yeah,
and that's just everyday stuff. I mean, you know, when you talk about prepping and all that kind of stuff, I mean, the single most common disaster that can hit somebody is to lose your job.
Yep.
And that's disastrous. But if you got, you know, if you got 6 months of food.
Yeah, you can, you know,
you can probably eke it out.
You can plan it and figure it out and go, I'm better off. Yeah. The last time I lost my job, it wasn't even a hiccup.
Yeah. We didn't
even dip into savings.
Yeah. So, and that's the kind of thing that you know, the end of the world might happen, but you know what, if the end of the world happens, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the end of the world. I'm worried about, like this, you know, I mean, we say, you know, Ebola, har, 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 and we kind of play it for last. But, you know, Brita was telling me that somebody she knows at the CDC was saying, what is it, Brita? What's the time thing?
1 to 3 weeks. Enforced.
Right.
Like, you have to stay in your house.
You know.
They're already doing that in Dallas with the guy with Ebola in Dallas. They have confined his family in the apartment.
And everybody he came in contact with.
Yeah, but his family is, you know, being monitored in their apartment. They have to give blood whenever, you know, the authorities want to take their blood. And if they resist or try to leave the apartment, they get arrested.
So Jay's statement about more ammo is actually quite correct.
Probably.
If they enforce that you stay in your house, you shoot them and then leave your house.
But the,
you know, and I saw, so I wanted to mention this. I saw this just right before the show. I saw it on twitchy.com. And if I could spell, that'd be great.
T-W-I.
I know.
Never, ever, ever, ever spell something to a librarian.
Don't. Yes. Not so good. A news chopper caught, you know, the story of the guy in Dallas, right? He went to the hospital. He had a fever. They said, oh, you're sick. Here's my antibiotics. Go home. They sent him home. He goes home and continues to get sicker and sicker. And he finally was outside of the apartment building vomiting, like projectile vomiting outside of the apartment building. And at that point, you know, they took him back to the hospital and, whoa, something is really wrong. You know, the whole West Africa Ebola, he just came from West Africa type never rang a bell. But So he's like projectile vomiting this Ebola vomit all over the outside of this apartment. A news chopper caught the cleanup crew. And I'm just going to post the link here in the chat. The cleanup crew is a couple of guys, no hazmat suits, no masks, no nothing, washing down the outside of the apartment with a pressure washer.
Oh, nice.
Now, okay, not only have they exposed themselves, but they have created like an aerosolized Ebola vomit.
They weaponized the Ebola.
Yeah, basically.
Great.
That's the type of thing that is scaring me. It's like, you know, the hospital sent the guy home. The people are just pressure washing the vomit all over the place. And it's just like, that's the type of stuff that is scaring me. It's like nobody's, and I don't understand why.
Obamacare.
Ugh.
Well, you know, Obama told everybody not to worry about it because it couldn't come here.
Well, yeah. And I think, you know.
And the solution to the healthcare issues is to screw the doctors and to screw the healthcare providers. And yeah, that's exactly what you want to do.
And then, well, you know, if Ebola comes in and kills half the population, well, you know, that's...
It'll make a... I mean, that's the bottom line, is every socialist thing, the way they keep it rolling is just find a group of people and round them up and put them in a hole.
Well, you kill the useless ones, right? I mean, you kill the troublemakers and the useless people, and you everybody else with any gumption kind of knuckles down and says, you know, okay, whatever.
Except for people listening, remember, if it's Democrats, the useless people are the people that have jobs and do productive stuff and are not violent felons, because violent felons vote Democrat.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
They can't piss off their base.
Well, the base is only useful until they're in power, and then the base can go away too.
Well, then that's everyone then.
Well.
So again, that boils.
Well, look at what happened. I mean, this is like the God. Anyway, look at what happened in the Soviet Union when the socialists took over there. The first thing they did was kill all the socialists.
It's true.
You know, they killed the very people that got them in power, and everybody else was too scared to do anything. And so they killed the troublemakers. They killed the unproductive people. You know, they that's how it works. I mean, look at how willing Obama is to throw people under the bus when he's not, doesn't have any use for them anymore. Wait till Holder's not in office.
Yeah, that is the one silver lining towards.
He better hope he's got some dirt on Obama, because otherwise he may wind up dead anyway.
I'm sure he does.
I'm certain he does.
I don't think he would have gotten this far if he hadn't. I'm starting to have like, oh my God, I work with the public sort of nightmares.
Well, you have to come in contact with their bodily fluid. Oh, sorry, Brita.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a hacking wet cough at the library today.
I thought about that.
I wanted to ask Weird about this because I've heard over and over again.
Foreign hobos? What?
Yeah. I've heard over and over. I know Weird's not a doctor, but he's a biologist, so he knows
close
shit.
Enough.
Wait, no, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, well, you're a surgeon.
Dr. Weird.
Rat surgeon.
I'm a doctor. Just,
anyway.
Just roll with it, guys.
Yeah. You hear over and over again, oh, well, they can't, they're not contagious if they're not showing symptoms. And that doesn't fly with what I know about how viruses work.
I know nothing about Ebola, but I know that like, as a general rule, it's the other way around for most, like, you know, for like the flu and things like that.
Yeah.
If you're in the situation where you're just too sick to go to work, yeah, you're still contagious, but overall, it's one of those the incubation period where you're not showing symptoms is exactly when you're spreading glop.
And that's kind of what I'm thinking about. You know, it's the whole, you know, by the time you're symptomatic, you're so full of these virus pieces that you're up until you know, you're kind of feeling bad, but you're not spewing.
Right. I think it's the spewing thing that what? Increases the likelihood of transmission.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. I had a fun weekend up in Maine last weekend. I had some very good barbecue, Alan.
Good.
I will point out the composition of smoke is the same up in Maine as it is down in Texas. And everyone had a good time. And then came home and mixed myself a Manhattan and went to bed. And woke up the next morning and went, Jesus Christ, I'm getting old. This Manhattan kicked my ass. I feel hungover. And then, you know, by, you know, 4 in the afternoon, I'm like, I'm still feeling hungover and just wasn't feeling right. Little Weirda was just not her normal self, and, you know, couldn't quite make heads or tails of it. Well, we've just been talking to our respective parents, and everybody has been sick.
Everybody got the Ebola.
Yeah, and so it's one of those things of we guess it's probably something the baby picked up from daycare, and yep. and everyone was handling the baby probably. And all that. And it's not like anybody was showing, you know, she wasn't sick. She was perfectly right. happy and content all weekend long, but exactly. she managed to get us all sick as a motherfucker.
Yeah, so, no. That's what I mean. I mean, this whole you can't spread it if you're not showing symptoms just sounds like bullshit to me.
Yeah, that's one of those things that, you know, my wife will sometimes say when I'm suddenly just start hacking and, you know, runny nose and all that stuff. And she'll go, oh, Jesus, don't get me sick. It's one of those like,
yeah, too late.
Oh, I live with you.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, you're either sick or you're not yeah. already. Because yeah, it spreads. I mean, also you got to remember, like, no disease is going to spread effectively once the person is essentially incapacitated. Once you start feeling like hell, you start laying low. You're not eating as much. You're not doing the things that would be social, especially if you think in like a primitive format. You know, right. not the you're dragging your ass to work and things like that. But just the if you're just in the you know, eat, survive, nest, you know. Sort of, you know, basic biology surviving, which is how all, you know, illnesses, you know, essentially evolve. If you're at that point where you're like, I don't feel like going out and hunting. I don't feel like mating. I don't feel like socializing. Well, then it's either going to kill you and that's the end of it, or you're going to get better and that's the end of it. So no, it needs to spread before you're symptomatic, or at least before you're noticeably symptomatic. So the I'm sure like at best the Ebola virus starts spreading when the person just thinks that they, you know, they might have had some bad kimchi. And let me tell you, if you're in Africa, the kimchi is always bad. Don't eat fruit bats. That's the bottom line. Don't eat fruit bats. And don't lick the windows of the subway.
Now, what is your theory as to why Obama has not put a travel ban on West Africa?
I would say he doesn't give a shit.
Well,
because we never let a crisis go to waste.
Okay. I was thinking maybe, you know, because they use it for everything, racism.
Yeah, that's another big thing, but I don't. He doesn't care.
He wants to go golfing.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter. I think he wants to go golfing and nobody everybody else is afraid to make a bad call. You know, that's really something that sits for the decision making of the president. And this president doesn't make decisions. He doesn't do presidenting. He just likes the podium. He's got a nice
popular
nice,
man in the world.
It's got a nice seal on it, and he can try to bump people from their golf game. You know, doesn't need to make reservations. He just walks in. Exactly. He's suddenly now George Clooney.
Well, you know, people keep asking about travel bans and why we haven't done it and all that kind of stuff. A lot of companies. I was just reading earlier today, Exxon Mobil has banned employees from traveling into anywhere that has has had an outbreak of Ebola, which is, you know, they're big operating in West Africa right now because of the oil drilling out there. And they've just said, no, we're not sending any employees there.
Well, I mean, here's another factor is, I mean, we've also got this weird, what is it? I think it's a variation of polio. I forget the name of what they're calling it, like the enterovirus or whatever, that's getting kids sick.
68.
Yeah. I think it's a polio derivative. Have I been hearing that correctly?
Really?
Respiratory.
No, there's one that causes paralysis.
Ooh,
there's several.
There's the respiratory one, but also this mysterious paralysis thing.
Yeah.
Kids are getting now.
Yeah, and I mean, that has got to be coming from, third world nations that we are just letting people in. I mean,
oh, it is.
I mean, that's one of those, like, I mean, think about how many, like, times you hear about, like, TB cases.
Well, my
tuberculosis was one of those, like, you know, old-fashioned diseases that people wrote operas about, you know, sort of thing. And now it's a regular occurrence. And it's all because we have a completely open border to countries that don't give a flying fuck about public safety and public health or don't have the money to deal with it. And we just let them all in. You know, I mean, it's one of those, you know, my daughter couldn't go into daycare without showing that she'd been vaccinated for everything, this and that. But yet, meanwhile, the people that are, you know, the people that are mowing the lawn, you know, for the daycare facility, maybe have never seen a vaccine in their life.
Well, that's how my daughter got this god-awful virus thing last week. She got the Mexican virus that's going around Texas right now.
The respiratory.
I don't know what they call it, but she got it from the kids at school, and they got it from the other kids at school, and it's, you know.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, what is the point of shutting down a travel restriction to Africa when, you know, people can fly into, you know, it's not like South America and Mexico gives a shit. They've got their own problems to deal with.
Well, so, I think, well, you travel restrictions aren't just, you know, we're not flying there. It's also, where have you been and where are you coming from? When they do travel restrictions, if they say they implement a travel restriction to West Africa, it's not just no planes will fly there. It's if you've been there in the last, you know, 20 days or whatever, you're not coming in.
Yep.
So unless you come across the, you know, Mexican border, and then, you know.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that's that.
Then,
I mean,
you get a house and a meal, and
well, that's the big thing. Is it's one of those, like, if he starts trying to close off essentially a dangerous border crossing, i.e. people with contact with the nations that have this virus, you know, it really draws attention to, well, what are we doing about, you know, these people from countries that have smallpox and German measles and all these other, you know, diseases that you read about, you know, these old kids books.
Well, there's there's another virus that's entered the U.S. I can't pronounce it. Chikungunya. Where your joints all swell up. It's a mosquito-borne thing. It's showing up in Florida.
That's just old people.
Well,
their joints swell up naturally.
Well, the point is, it's like, okay, remember back in the first big immigrant rush into the U.S.?
I don't
US.
Remember the land bridge, Alan. Sorry.
Well, no, but remember they had, you know, when the ships... Shiploads of immigrants would come into Ellis Island, and the first thing they faced was a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if they had tuberculosis or any other disease, they got shuffled off to some other island. And if they didn't get over it, they got sent home or they got buried somewhere.
Yep.
They didn't let them in.
And then they just had the standard quarantine. I mean, it's one
yes,
of those,
exactly. Which we don't do anymore.
Yeah, we did it for the friggin' astronauts. They were in an oxygenless environment.
Yeah,
and yet still we locked them up in a little box. just to make sure that, you know, all right, let's give them a few days to see if they see if they turn green and start, you know, throwing up their internal organs.
65 hours. That's how long they quarantined the astronauts that returned from the moon.
And we have people coming into this country that we know, you know, not only, I mean, they've got, I mean, the things they have are just gross.
I mean, yes.
And it's like, come on in.
Gross and old timey.
Yeah, that's
the thing that just blows my mind. It's all these, like, you know, this, you know, this shit that, you know, you get, you know, as a kid, you get your booster shot for such and such disease. And,
right.
You know,
measles, like, mumps, rubella.
These
kids have it.
Yeah. You have to look it up. You know, I mean, you have to look it up to see what the hell these, you know, these things were, because it's not like you ever knew anyone that had it, because essentially it was extinct in this country.
Right.
And now it's not anymore. And that's, and I mean, I think that's kind of also the bigger, I mean, I think I still stand behind as I don't think Obama's doing it, because I don't think
he just doesn't care.
He doesn't do anything. He's gonna go to a golf game, and then he's gonna fly, you know, fly Air Force One up to Chicago so we can go to his favorite restaurant with Michelle.
Yep.
But and nobody else is. I mean, it's because that's what he does. It's one of those. It's not like Obamacare had anything to do with him. He just said, yeah, I want this to come through, and, you know, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi did all the hard work. Well, none of these people are willing to put their neck on the line and, you know, shut down, you know, major travel and add all these protocols and all of that. God forbid, you know, they do it incompetently and, you know, the protocols are bullshit. So we're restricting travel and we're restricting access and we're adding all these extra times and it's full of loopholes and full of oversights and, you know, people are still going to get sick anyway. You know, nobody wants that to be the hill they die on. So no one's willing to do Obama's job for him. So it's just not going to get done. Unless there suddenly becomes like a widespread panic and all that, then someone may be willing to step forward and go, well, we should do something about this. But it's not gonna come from the White House. He'll take credit for it, you know, if it turns out to be worth his while, but he's not gonna do anything.
Well now they're saying as many as 100 people have had contact with this guy in Dallas.
Probably more
including
than
a classroom of kids.
Yeah, including kids.
Which are nice little disease vectors, all on their own.
So,
Weird, you have a child.
I sure do, and I shit my pants this week.
A little.
Never trust a fart, people.
that's her job, but good on you, Dad.
Yep. Well, I mean, it was really more just like my ass sneeze.
So basically, but here's the thing, you know, that's like, oh, these, you know, I mean. Okay, the hospitals started getting Ebola warnings last month. The CDC sent out all these beautiful, you know, infograms about, you know, checking people with these, you know, mysterious diseases that had been, you know, recently in West Africa. And here comes this guy, Diddy Bopping into Texas in Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. With, you know, recently from West Africa with a fever and feeling like shit, and they sent him home for 3 days.
I can only imagine that it's like when there's like a mass shooting at a school. What's the first thing everybody says? Oh, we never thought it could happen here.
Right.
You know, people live that way.
Well, but he was symptomatic. And this is the old thing where they go, oh, well, you can't spread it if you're not showing symptoms. But he was showing symptoms.
He was showing symptoms of something.
Yeah, well.
You know, they should have said, hey, wait, where did you just come from?
Yeah.
You have an African accent. You know.
That'd be racist, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, see? But damn. You know, you show up and you're sick. You know, it's kind of one of those things. I'm not a doctor, but, you know, have you been to any foreign countries recently? Where have you come in contact with anybody that's sick? I mean, this seems like the kind of thing that you ask.
They ask you if you've been to any of those countries, if you go to give blood, for Christ's sake.
Yes, they do.
Not if you show up, you know, projectile vomiting at a distance of 3 meters. You know, you come in looking like you're an extra in The Fucking Exorcist. You'd think they'd go through a rather, you know, detailed checklist.
Yeah.
Have you been to any place that has Ebola? Nope, go home. You'll be fine. Walk it off. Put some butter on it. You know?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yep, rub some dirt on it. You'll yeah. take
quit your bitch it. The hell's wrong with you?
Well, take some aspirin. Here's the thing, and here's what's gonna happen. And this is going to happen. This is actually, I'm more worried about this happening than I am about, you know, an actual virus outbreak. You know, all it's going to take is another two or three people like this showing up,
mm-hmm.
and everything's going to come to a screeching halt.
Ugh.
Everything like what?
Well, you're going to have, you know, people. You know how people are going to panic? And, you know, now we're talking, you know, 100 people have had contact. You know, you've got, and this is one guy. All right. Now what happens when the next one comes in? And the next one.
Yep. And then you get like, yeah, you get the panics.
Right.
You know, this is one of those like, yeah, a Democrat gets elected and then suddenly you can't find ammo.
That's why you should get toilet paper now.
That's right.
And those of us who, it's not even like I'm a prepper. Again, yeah. I'm not a prepper. I'm just fucking cheap. It's one of those like, I buy my ammo in bulk because it's cheaper that way.
That's right.
I'm going to shoot it eventually. If it takes me, you know, I mean, I've still got, you know, half a case of 7.62 Tokarev that I just don't even bother shooting my CZ-52 anymore. But it's one of those, I still got the ammo for it. Why? Because it was cheaper to buy, you know, it was cheaper overall to buy 1,000 rounds of the stuff than to buy, you know, a 20 or a 50 round box, you know, sort of idea.
Oh, I got one better than that. I bought a 40 caliber, 40 Smith & Wesson because I had a case of 40 Smith & Wesson ammo and nothing to shoot it in.
You could have just sold that shit,
and it was cheap. Well, it's, you know,
what'd you get for a 40, Alan?
I got a M&P.
Oh, you got another M&P?
Yeah.
You got the 9?
Well, no, I didn't get it. Well, I got a 40 Smith & Wesson M&P. But you know, my point is that, you know, ammo, you know, it's like cell phones, right? The cost of your cell phone is not the cost of the cell phone. It's the cost of the cell phone. It's the cost of the plant. Right. The cost of your gun ain't the gun. It's the ammo.
Yep.
Unless you're going to buy it and, you know, put, a, you know, get one box of ammo, load the gun, put it in the bedside table and not touch it for another 10 years.
Yep.
But if you're going to, you know, if you're going to take it out and practice and shoot with it.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be tripling the price, right, of that gun and ammo.
It's the ammo.
But yeah, but that's the thing is, we get these people that are one of those, like, you know, oh, you didn't think that, I mean, it's just, I don't even think that way. I had my nephew came down a few years ago, and as I was driving to the gun shop to grab some ammo, cause he was cute, he wanted to go to the range, and I'm like, okay, I'll fill in some of my voids. And as I was driving, I realized, oh my God, it's, you know, it's November. Obama just got reelected. You know, Jesus, I hope things aren't bad. And thankfully, it's Massachusetts, so things aren't all that bad, because we all knew
it's already bad.
Yeah, if Obama managed to push something through, he just turned the rest of America into Massachusetts, and nothing different would happen. But it's one of those things of just the. I don't even think that way. It's just one of those things of just the. No. I just buy plenty of something because whatever. I've got all sorts of crazy supplies in the house. Why? Because they were on sale. So I bought a bunch of them. They're not going to go bad. And, you know, there it goes. And, you know, or I bought a ton of meat the other day just because, oh, I just found a whole bunch of good deals on meat. I'm not going to eat all of it. So I threw a whole bunch of it in the freezer. And, you know, I've got a good freezer, so it doesn't matter if it's 2 or 3 years old. It's still good. You know, sort of idea. But most people don't think like that. And so that's what Alan's getting at is, as soon as we get enough, you know, get enough rattling of the branches, all of a sudden the grass eaters are suddenly going to start thinking they can turn themselves into preppers just for this crisis.
Yep.
As soon as this crisis is over, they'll go right back to their lazy state. And it'll just wait for the next panic. But yeah, you know, even up in Maine, It's one of those, even when I was living in Maine, there'd be call of a snowstorm and there'd be a run on bread and milk. It's one of those like.
And eggs.
It's Maine. Yeah. Bridge. It's one of those. Yeah. The ultimate joke is, it's going to snow. So that's the time when you make French toast. But you get enough of this. There's just going to be people just freaking out. And everything's going to grind to a halt. And God forbid someone decides to put, interstate travel restrictions in.
Yeah. Well, in Massachusetts, they can make you stay in your house.
They can do that anywhere.
Yes. Didn't they do it in North Carolina, too?
I think that got repealed, but that did exist.
But they can do it if it's like it's a quarantine kind of situation. They absolutely can do it.
Yep.
Well, Mass, they can do it if it snows too much.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
How long until the next election?
Yeah, who knows?
No, really.
Yeah, good call, Jay.
You mean the one this November?
Yes.
Yeah. Midterm?
Yeah.
The one that the Democrats like are shitting their pants over?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Why, the Republicans are running Mitt Romney and Scott Brown for everything.
Oh, that would I think Breida's point is that November 2nd would be a shame if we had to have a CDC Ebola quarantine.
Not even just that. It's the whole don't let a crisis go to waste. Cause as much panic and it could work to their advantage somehow, I'm sure.
See, ugh. That's almost too ingenious for these people. I mean, they are the same people that brought us Joe Biden. I'm going to remind you that.
That was genius. I'm serious. That was genius. That was Joe.
Like, oh, fuck it. I don't even need the Secret Service. I need Joe Biden.
Joe Biden was the Democrats rickrolling the country.
Like, we see your Dan Quayle and we raise you a Joe Biden.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
What was the thinking behind Joe Biden? He had all the foreign policy.
Oh yeah, he was a foreign policy.
This is the guy who calls Asia the Orient and Jews Shylocks or something. Yeah. Okay.
I've been known to call Asia the Orient myself.
Yeah, Alan. You and Joe Biden, you're about the same age.
Alan remembers when it was the Orient.
Though. Damn it.
Yeah. That was back when you were stationed in Indochina.
Zaire.
Yeah, you were concerned that the Austro-Hungarian Empire was going to make a move.
Hey. Those guys, you had to watch out for them. Those Austro-Hungarians, man.
That's right. Yeah, we definitely need to close out the border so that we don't get people from Siam and Rhodesia in here.
We need to keep out the Huns.
I went to I actually had a surveying class at Texas Tech with a guy from Rhodesia. It wasn't Rhodesia by then, but it was when he was a kid. He was white.
Yeah, that's why he was there in Texas.
That's why he was in Texas, right.
Yeah, because it wasn't Rhodesia anymore. which meant Whitey get the hell out of what is now Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe, right?
I think so. It was either Zimbabwe or Zambia. I can't remember which one got turned into what. Anyway.
I think it's Zimbabwe.
Doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
It's all a shithole.
Yep, but we're all going to die.
Well, eventually.
But not me, because my immune system has been heavily strengthened by baby plague.
Yeah, you get a nice workout when you have kids.
Oh my God. I've just never been so sick in my life. I thought it was bad when I was traveling with the Observer program, where I was always going, north, south. And it's one of those, it's just far enough that all the viruses figured out new tricks. So be like, I'd get sick and then I'd get better. And then I'd be like, okay, I'm better. Now I'll travel. And then I'll get sick again. And be one of those, ugh, I'm not immune to this strain. Gross.
Stop going to West Africa. Weird.
I wouldn't even go to West Africa. I was going to fucking Virginia.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It's one of those.
You were in Virginia. You didn't even call me, you bastard.
You weren't living there at the time. And I didn't even know you then.
Well, speaking of dying,
yeah,
this show is dying.
It's over.
Cue the crickets.
Put a fork in it. It's dead.
Let's just enjoy Breda's crickets. It's very homey and nice. Do you have your windows open? Is that what's going on, Breda?
Yeah, we have the windows open.
Or are you podcasting from the backyard?
Are they crickets or cicadas?
No, they're crickets.
Those are crickets. Yeah. Cicadas don't make noise at night. They only like it when it's hot.
You are 100% wrong about cicadas. They make noise. They absolutely make noise at night.
Maybe in Texas where they can live.
Where it's hot at night.
Go find a willow in Texas and sit next to it when it gets dark and see what happens.
Do they not rattle during the day?
Oh, they do it 24 hours. They never shut up. They can drive you crazy. They're so loud.
Yeah. It's kind of like loons up here. It's one of those. I remember we camped out by a lake that was just filled with just maggoty with loons. And I remember my dad going, "When the fuck do loons sleep? They're chattering all day long. And then at nighttime, they're all going. There's never a point where they're not doing something social."
That's why they came up with loony.
Ooh.
Like the Canadian $2 coin? What?
Yes.
What the hell are you talking about, Al?
Actually, no. Loony was actually done by the full moon cycle. People going nuts during full moons.
Oh, that's... I thought it was because of the loons, because the loons cackle like crazy people.
Yeah, I don't think so. It might be a similar origin, but loon is from lunus and moon and all that. It's full moon.
Well, because we know that the moon makes at least half the population of the world go crazy.
It makes both of my children go crazy.
Well, there you go.
Does
loony
it?
Is from lunatic. Wait, yeah. Wait, loony. Also, loony, blah, blah, blah. American English, short for lunatic, but also influenced by loon and perhaps loon. Nouns both. The bird being noted for its wild cry and method of escaping from danger. So the word loony is both lunatic and the bird.
Huh.
There you go. I looked it up.
Okay.
All right.
Well, free librarian. So,
thank God we had a librarian on the show.
So we are both correct.
Yeah.
Yes, you're both correct.
We don't even need to agree to disagree.
No, we don't.
I hate agree to disagree.
We can agree to be, fuck you, we're right.
That's right. Fuck you, Internet. No, I can't say that to Internet. I love
it. Is it time for a rage quit yet?
What?
Alan wants to go to bed.
I got to get up. I got to get up and drive to Bible camp in the morning.
I got to get up and drink my fiber. How much fiber do you drink in the morning, Alan?
None. Okay, I was telling Weird and Jay earlier, Breda, you'll get a kick out of this.
Is this about your bowel habits? Because
no. This.
I've had enough of that. This show.
The company I work for has this customer that's a Bible camp, and they have like water slides at this Bible camp. And I was thinking, you know, what is this, like the baptism? You know, you're on a slide, giant water slide, whoosh, I'm saved.
Oh, the South is so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually worked in a, in the mid 90s. I worked at a daycare that was based out of a church. And when one of the people realized that I was an atheist, decided really more as a good natured joke, gave me a Bible. But it was a youth Bible. Actually, it's a really, really good translation of the Bible, because it's got rid of all the flowery English and it's just written out in plain old English. And I've actually found that the translation is actually a lot more accurate in many places. But it was, I think it was called like the Extreme Bible. It was during that whole 90s extreme sport X game thing. It's got like people like skateboarding and skydiving on the cover.
Wow.
Nice.
So I was just thinking, that's what it's kind of, the extreme baptism.
Yeah, that's what it is. You get the, you know, if you survive, you're...
Oh, what they need to do is they need to go full 90s and have you bungee jump into the pool of holy water and so you just dip your head.
Well, see, there you go. Oh, yeah, there you go.
While
wearing parachute pants.
While wearing parachute pants and listening to You Can't Touch This.
Yep.
Because he's a minister.
That's right. Okay, anyway. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Internet. Yeah.